Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Andrew.
Yes?
He's got the rant glasses on.
Oh, he does.
We're in for a treat.
Oh no.
Look, I mean, what else is there to say about the WWE that hasn't already been said on this show? We get the same shit as if it's something different. How many times, Eric, can we see Shinsuke fight Corbin and act like it's new? At this point, do you give two shits who has a crown on their head?
I give zero shits.
Zero shits. And zero now shits. They're going to do something where the crown is up for grabs? Like, we give a shit?
Right.
What was that, 3 years ago? What did you say it was? 2 years ago? How long ago was this?
He's been the king for over 2 years now.
No, it's a one-year thing, Baron. Take it off.
Yeah, how can a baron be a king? I mean, come on.
Jesus. At least they're letting Boogs do his thing. And
Boogs? What?
Boogs got involved. I love Boogs. Boogs is the only thing good about that.
Yeah.
And even that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So, I think we might break the record for rematches in a single podcast.
Yeah.
There were a lot.
Oh, my God. All of them.
This is making our show like a rerun.
Right?
Kind of.
It's like the same thing every week.
Sons of bitches.
It's on us.
Yeah.
To be different.
So, yeah.
I'm going to be different.
Let's just start booking our own Raw and SmackDown.
Shout out to Henry Lee on our What's Wrong With Wrestling Facebook group. He said Raw stands for rematches all week.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's exactly.
Welcome to Monday Night Rematches.
How are you pushing any storylines when we see the same things? And then we even see like Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. What?
Yeah.
You don't act like it's new just because Alexa Bliss has a different character. It's the same two people doing the same moves.
Ugh. Correct.
And then you have Reginald like, what? Get it? What?
Look, come on. Joe's just upset because he's going to lose another one of his titles this Sunday.
That's not going to happen.
Unfortunately him. He's already lost one.
Uh-huh.
Last week.
To you.
To me.
He's going to lose one to me. Oh, gosh. When's their AEW pay-per-view?
Yeah, he's going to hold that for a while.
Never.
Yeah. Unless I just, decide Fight for the Fallen.
We'll see if it's pay-per-view. Tradition at this point where the person who has all three immediately loses all three.
Probably.
Look, how many times have you had three belts?
Twice.
Never, right. Ever?
Never.
Ever.
So, look, let me tell you, and Andrew can also tell you this. Uh-huh. Once you have all the titles, there's only one way to go.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
And we're already a third of the way there. Mm-hmm. After Sunday, we'll be two-thirds of the way. And then you'll hold that AEW one for a while.
What, till like...
My precious.
Probably all
guys,
out.
There's five matches, and all the winners are already done. So, good luck taking this title from me. You'll have to guess how many people in our fear.
It's
in
literally,
the third match.
It's going to come down to what you guessed for a match that they'll add.
Right. I mean, there were five matches at TakeOver and you didn't retain, so anything could happen.
Oh, that's true.
Anything could happen.
I made one bad guess and I wanted to get a little saucy. You're welcome.
What was the guess?
I thought it was a good chance for them to give Legado de Fantasma all the titles. They've been pushing them to high heavens.
Eric, I know.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You're that big on Bronson Reed and MSK?
Yeah, they are.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
That would have been a great
great time to give up all three titles.
Sure.
When's the last time they had a match?
But you're also...
Where all three titles were on the line like that.
You're also using...
Never, because it's great, stupid.
You're also using great time and wrestling in the same sentence. So
yeah, true, true.
There was your giveaway.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I lost by, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, because you would have popped huge for Legado del Fantasma to win. Only because you picked them to win.
This has nothing to do with who cares. Yeah. There's nothing to do with what we want to see. It's what we think is going to happen.
Would have been a great moment if Legado won those titles.
Yeah,
huge moment.
Bottom left.
Busting nuts.
Yeah. It would have been busting nuts all over the place.
Yeah.
You knew Joe was in the wrong when he had the same pick as Josh. That's all I'm going to say. Because Josh also picked that.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You know, like, I'm really tempted to, like, at 7, just put on NXT on my phone.
Yeah.
Just so we can see what Regal's announcement is.
Do a live NXT party.
Like a live, like, reaction.
I can just have it playing, and then when we see Regal, we just take a break.
right, yeah.
We don't really, you know, the rest of it's okay.
Anyways.
Maybe you should do that.
We got to thank a new patron, so thank you to Timmy Gray.
All right, Timmy.
For signing up. Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 gets you everything. You can cancel any time. We got the Hell in a Cell recap coming this Sunday.
Yeah.
And we have Joe's Super Fun Time Explosion Romance Trivia Show.
Romance Explosion.
Something like that.
Something like that.
That's coming soon.
This month.
Yeah.
And then we also have 4 fans that bought t-shirts. So thank you to Mike Dawes. He got this one.
Who are you?
Nate Smith got that one, too.
Who are you?
And then Jalen Silva and Ben Joy got
pizza.
There you go.
Wow.
They got pizza.
Nice. It's the best one. It really is.
ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling 1999 gets you a t-shirt.
It does.
So be like those cool people. And, of course, Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Also, it's Nate Smith.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we'll see some of you in a month at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come hang out.
Right.
About Dallas.
About a month away.
Or Fort Worth.
Right?
D-Town. Well, Fort Worth.
Yeah. And then maybe in 2 months?
Maybe.
Don't tickets go on sale in like 2 days or something?
Yeah, they go on sale Friday.
So we have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Eric's already decided.
Eric's decided.
He's like, look, I bought three. Look.
Eric's going to go by himself if we don't go.
He might.
Yes. I will.
All right. We'll see.
All right, we'll see.
All right, so SmackDown starts backstage. Roman Reigns is watching last week's highlights, and he tells his cousin Jay, I saved y'all last week. Y'all owe me.
Huh?
Mm.
What's the one thing I won't stand for? And Jay says, never embarrass the family, oops. And Roman says, I know you understand that, but does your brother? He's like Batman.
Yeah.
Just gravelly voice, can't understand him. And then we hear the Usos music, and Roman looks at the TV. We have an in-ring promo from Jimmy Uso.
Here comes your brother.
Here he comes. Here comes your cousin.
Yeah.
Jimmy claims that Roman got him and his brother disqualified on purpose last week so that they wouldn't win the tag titles. Mm. Jimmy also suggests that Roman is jealous of him because him and Jay want to win some gold and represent the family too. And then Jimmy ends the promo saying, tonight I promise I'm going to do something that I won't regret.
Hmm.
Spoiler alert, he does nothing.
Oh, it wasn't that?
No, he literally did nothing.
Yeah.
Back in Roman's locker room, Roman tells Jay, you better take care of this. After the break, Jimmy tells Jay that Roman is disgracing the family.
Sure.
Jay yells, what do you want me to do? You were gone for a year. I'm with the tribal chief now. And Jimmy responds, well, if Roman wants to see me, I'll be in our locker room.
The Usos have their own locker room?
No, yes. Like ours, meaning like everyone else that shares that with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Even Roman was surprised because Jay's always in Roman's locker room. So they just have that locker room ready. I don't know. So Jay relays the message to Roman, and Roman tells Jay, go tell your brother I'll come see him on my time.
Mm.
So we'll get back to that later.
Intriguing.
Yum. Next up, we have Kevin Owens and Big E versus Apollo Crews and Sami Zayn.
There's an again in there a couple times.
I mean, somewhere. Have we seen this tag match, though, specifically?
Wow.
No.
I mean, this week we have to at least... There's so many already that, you know... Trust me, it'll be
I mean,
it'll
we did
a
see
lot.
What... Sammy?
I mean, the four
Owens?
Of these were in the Fatal 4-Way match.
Yeah, sure. So basically, yeah.
This is different, though, because it's just a tag match.
They're tagged, they're in teams. It's different. Yeah.
Well, when you see Owens fight Apollo Crews, or Sammy fight Owens, or Big E fight Apollo Crews in the ring.
Mm. Sure.
Seen it.
Yeah. So KO hits Sammy with a stunner for the win. After the match, Cruz tells Owens and Big E, the only reason you won is because I was paired with this idiot. So Cruz challenges KO and Big E to another tag match next week.
No.
But this time his partner will be Commander Aziz. And then Sammy demands an apology from Cruz, but Aziz hits him with the Nigerian nail.
Yeah.
You forgot to say that Owens hit the pop-up powerbomb.
He did hit the pop-up powerbomb.
Yeah, it was good to see.
A couple weeks
ago. So we got a stunner and a pop-up powerbomb.
That's right.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Carmella versus Liv Morgan.
Again!
Yeah.
Again!
Yeah, this was last week.
But at least Liv gets the win with her cool finisher. Yay. Hey!
Did you hear what it's called?
The Oblivion?
Oblivion.
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 Yeah, now, I think it's always been called that since she's had it. Because we'd always had Liv in there.
Yeah, Carmella lost, but she's still the prettiest.
Most WWE beautiful super. Woman in WWE.
Yeah.
Eric's brother had to say that again. Rick Hamilton, come on.
That's not my brother. Here comes your cousin. not my brother.
He's probably a distant cousin, right?
Sure, why not?
You should call him.
I should.
Anyways, who wins the rubber match next week?
I know.
I'm sure it's going to happen.
Or
what?
Or kickoff.
Oh, God.
Kick off.
No chance. It's not even that important.
Exactly.
To not be on there.
Right. So Carmella wins the rubber match?
Yeah,
sure. Probably.
Probably.
And then the next five after that?
And then...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And then the match that they're going to have at SummerSlam for the actual title of Most Beautiful. Jesus.
That'll be a crown.
I couldn't even finish it.
That'll be a crown as well, a princess crown. Yeah.
For a second,
By then, it'll be a Disney princess crown.
That's
after
true.
Disney
buys it. Yeah. For a second, I thought you were going to say that's going to be a crown jewel. And I'm like, are you high? Jesus.
We'll get to that later.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But no, it's like, have you seen the list, like the roster list for each show since all these cuts?
Yeah.
There's not many people left.
No.
So yeah, like Liv, all these people have to have rematches because there's just not that many left.
There's no one else to fight.
I think SmackDown has like five women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so Carmella, Liv Morgan, Bayley, Belair. Who else?
Technically, Natalya and Tamina.
They're SmackDown?
They're SmackDown. Okay, so that's... Six.
Yeah.
And then is there anyone else?
No.
I can't think of any.
Oh, wait. They haven't done that.
Well, yeah. Technically. No. We haven't seen her on
the
SmackDown
Reckoning.
Yet. Apparently, she went to SmackDown, but we haven't seen her yet.
She went there, but I guess she got lost on the way.
Right. So next up, we have the Ding Dong Hello Show.
Hello.
With your host, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Fucking welcome back.
That was
awesome. Back.
Yeah.
Welcome
I can't believe
back.
They did it like that.
WWE champion.
WWE champion Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman. That's what it said when Bayley came out of the door. A graphic for like literally just 1 second.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
How do you fuck that up?
Right. I don't understand that.
What? Like it's not he's coming. They don't practice doing titles. Oh, that looks good for the next 2 months. All right. Put it back on the file. Right. No, like, how was that even possible?
They clearly keep everything they've ever created on there.
Clearly.
But oh, Bayley, Brock,
I just don't understand how that could have possibly been queued up.
Right. I'm waiting to see them mess up someone's and say, like...
That must be, like, the default one. Like, if it's just some default, all right, hit the button.
All right, yeah, and it says...
We forgot to change it. Yeah. Fuck.
Waiting for one to say, like, Billy and Chuck with Rico. When the Street Profits come out or something.
2005, SmackDown.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, anyways, Aunt Bailey's guest is Seth Rollins. She calls Rollins a Grand Slam champion.
He's wearing his Easter pastel suit.
He was never the U.S. champion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Remember he beat Cena and he had both belts?
Oh, that's right.
Two belts Rollins.
Okay. Yeah, I totally forgot about that because he had it for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Seth tells Bayley, young people have no respect, and I know on Sunday you're going to mop the floor with Belanca. Little reference to Michael Cole's fuck up a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Then we watch a clip from last week when all the Thunderdome screens turned into Bayley laughing. After the clip, Seth and Bayley look at each other and then bust out laughing like idiots.
Mm.
Then we watch Seth beat up Cesaro from 3 weeks ago, and then Seth and Bayley laugh again. Then the doorbell rings, and Seth's like, I'll get it. I got it, all right? And of course...
You just sit right there, all right?
Yeah. And of course, it's the return of Cesaro. Cesaro beats up Seth, rips his pants off, and throws him into the door. Seth runs away, and then Bianca Belair comes out, and she starts laughing.
You didn't give the worst part.
And that's it. What's that?
They did the old 80s, 90s trick. Take off someone's pants.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take off your pants.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I saw Seth and I beat him up. Then I took off his pants.
So he just looked like wrestling tights on.
You can't take people's clothes off.
I would say they do that like once a month.
Sexual assault.
Pants came off a couple months ago.
Not once a month. But it's so stupid.
Also, how did Cesaro get there without literally anyone noticing?
Yeah, there's that.
You know? Like magic?
Hey, Thunderdome. Mm.
Thunderdome magic.
The magic of the dome.
All right, so we have one magic.
Oh. For the...
that was a magic.
There it is.
Next up, Megan Moran interviews Rey Mysterio backstage.
Oh. Mysterio had two eyes, and they were both normal colored. Magic. That shit got ripped out. I saw it ripped out.
Yeah.
Or like broken kayfabe. I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
So Ray says, Roman Reigns hurt my boy viciously. I don't care who you are. If you come after my son, I come after you. And he says he's going to call Roman out later, so we'll get to that.
So Roman is head of the table. Mysterio has to come after him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Listen, as the sole participant of the kids' table, I want to come to your table and be the head of it.
He murdered my 5-year-old boy.
Yeah.
What? He's a grown man. Next up, we have Chad Gable versus Montez Ford. Earlier in the show, Gable apologized to the Street Profits for Otis attacking them last week. And he says, I got our tag match canceled tonight. Montez Ford says, we know you can't control Otis, but we can. And if he ever steps to us again, we'll slap him so hard that we're going to send him back to the Jurassic era.
Right.
Is Otis a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's a shot at AEW, Jurassic.
No. Could it be?
No. I didn't get that.
Could it be?
Is Otis from the past?
I don't understand.
Gable gets offended by that, and he challenges one of them to a one-on-one match. Ford accepts, and Gable says, I won't bring Otis ringside if you don't bring Dawkins. And they agree on that. So, of course, Otis ends up attacking Dawkins backstage during the match. Then Ford hits the frog splash on Gable and slowly goes for the pin. The ref then delays making the count because they're waiting for Otis's fat ass to show up and break up the pin. But Gable ends up having to kick out of the frog splash.
Yes.
And then right after that, Otis attacks Ford for the DQ.
And they try to cover it up, the announcers, but it was just a horrible cover up.
Yeah.
Otis throws Ford over the announce table, hits the world's strongest slam, and then the splash off the second rope.
I thought he did it off the top rope this week.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
Yeah?
He finally went to the top rope.
Oh, he finally went to the top? Yeah. Okay.
He's not pussing out.
Oh, good.
And, I've really been wondering what the bad guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure had been up to all these years. He's Otis.
Yeah, he shaved his facial hair.
Yeah, he did.
Looked disgusting.
It did not agree with him.
No.
No.
I mean, it's his gimmick, being like a little real-life troll. You know, if you're going to shave that off, what's the point?
Right.
Dawkins limps to the ring, but Otis easily throws him back out, and then Otis hits Ford with the Vader bomb, and a bunch of officials run out, and they tell Otis and Gable to leave, and I guess Ford's going to be out for a while, because later they were like, it doesn't look good.
Oh, yeah. They even, put a thing on, their social media, he's got cracked ribs or bruised ribs or something.
Was Vince doing the reporting?
He was. Vince McMahon. God damn it. The injury report. These bastards.
Next up, we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus King Corbin.
Hey, Kyrie, hit that three more times.
Yeah, seriously. You really
Rick Boogs was playing his guitar.
Boogs.
And Nakamura wins with a
roll up. Another roll up. You can hit again on that.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Because come on, to beat the guy the same way.
I don't want to break this fucking thing. But,
we're going to.
Right.
But then Corbin attacks him right after. Boogs runs to the announce table to go for the crown. But Corbin slams his head on the announce table. Corbin then puts the crown on his head, but Nakamura grabs it back. Boogs grabs Corbin and throws him over the announce table. And Nakamura puts the crown on his head. And him and Boogs celebrate in the ring.
Yes.
Much better.
All of this happened.
And then backstage, Corbin bitches to Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville. So Pearce and Deville decide that Corbin and Nakamura will have a fifth match.
Again.
To decide who gets the fake crown.
And I'm sorry, what has Shinsuke done to deserve fighting for a crown?
By stealing it.
What has the crown done to, like, warrant it even being needed?
They don't even say whoever wins it will be the king of the ring.
No.
They just go, whoever wins it will get the crown. You'll get the toy. Yeah,
right.
It's garbage.
Yeah, right. That's like saying, hey, Joe, I know you like this pen, but I'm going to steal it. Oh, we're going to have a match for this pen.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yeah. That happened to me in career mode in SmackDown Know Your Role 2 or whatever, the second SmackDown game. Kane stole my belt and then had to fucking fight him for it.
Yeah.
And all he did was steal it, and then he comes out, it says Kane, WWE champion.
What?
What the fuck is this bullshit?
That is some bullshit right there.
Ruined my 3-year title reign.
Yeah.
By just stealing it. That fuck.
I mean, honestly, you know, it's pro wrestling, so.
That's right.
Right. Who cares?
I was going to break San Martino's record, but yeah. Backstage, Roman visits Jimmy in the Usos' locker room. Jimmy tells Roman, I watched you abuse Jay for a whole year. One day you'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but you won't be inducted as Roman Reigns. You'll be inducted as a little bitch.
Oh, we should have a bitch tally.
Sure. Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Said bitch.
Roman and Jimmy are both trying to get Jay on their side, but Jay yells, enough! I'm tired of both of y'all! And he walks away. And then Jimmy tells Roman, you want to throw down? Let's do it right now. Oos, come on. Come on, let's go. And Roman's like, what? You want to fight me?
Yeah.
That's not how we do things in this family. You know, even though I've beat the fuck out of Jay for like 3 months.
Straight.
Right.
We don't do these things.
I almost killed him.
You know, you guys are twins, but who came out first? You're the older brother. As if that's a thing.
Right.
You should be looking out for him. How could you treat your brother like that? Make this right with him. Make this right with us. This is our family. And then Jimmy walks away like,
he's right. Who came out first? Yeah. Not who was born first. Who came out of the vagina first?
Who came out of
your mom's big fat vagina first?
Who came out of Mama Oos's vag?
Yeah.
Jesus. It was you, right? I was there.
Who was out of the vag? I was 3 years old. Because yeah, if you're out
I
of it.
I looked at you and I was like, acknowledge me.
You're older.
I mean, I looked at the vagina and I was like, acknowledge me.
By the way, you might not know this, but I'm actually the father
of
you guys.
I am the father.
Right.
But yeah, I guess this worked on Jimmy because he got all sad and just was like, okay, walked away.
Yeah.
Then finally, Rey Mysterio comes out to the ring. He calls out Reigns, and the Universal Champion comes out with Paul Heyman. Rey says, I acknowledge you, Roman. I acknowledge you for the rat bastard that you are.
He said rat bastard.
You beat up Dominic. How could you do that? So Rey challenges Roman to a match inside Hell in a Cell at Hell in a Cell.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Reigns starts to talk, but then a kendo stick slides in the ring, and Rey hits him a bunch of times with it. Reigns throws Rey out of the ring, but Rey gets back in, and Roman hits a Superman punch. Roman then sets up for the spear, but Dominic shows up, and he hits Reigns with another kendo stick. But then Roman picks Dominic up and power bombs him out of the ring, which, of course, they didn't show Dominic hit the floor. Because he actually fell onto a crash pad.
Of course.
But this is what you could do in the Thunderdome.
It looked pretty nice, though.
I would say that's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's magic.
It's basically magic.
That he's not dead.
And then Rey checks on his son, but then Roman kicks him in the head to end the show. Like, fuck you.
So I went back and I counted. Roman got hit with a kendo stick.
Yeah.
12 times?
18 times.
Oh, my God. And just kept coming.
And no-sold every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, he's Brock Lesnar.
That's magic.
That's magic.
Magic.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the end of SmackDown. On to Raw. We open with Alexa's Playground. We watched clips of Alexa haunting Shayna Baszler last week. Alexa said... That needs to get on the soundboard.
Needs to.
Alexa says, I put Lily in timeout, but that doesn't mean that Shayna didn't get what she deserved. And then Nia Jax walks up and says, Shayna will see you at Hell in a Cell. Alexa says, I can't wait. Nia says, what happened to you? We used to be friends. You know, I know you, the real you. Stop messing with my career. Stop messing with my friends. And Alexa gets serious and says, we were never friends. So Nia challenges Alexa to a match. And Alexa starts crying and says, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. Will you please forgive me? But then she starts laughing and she's like, just kidding. I accept.
And I'm like, ha, just kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
I accept.
Please.
Just kill me. Just please kidding kill me. And kill me.
All right, for the first match of the night, we have Nikki Cross versus okay. Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley comes out soon after the bell rings.
I bet this match is taken very seriously. No more shenanigans. No more beat the clock. You know, I bet it's just a quick, clean submission for Charlotte.
You want that? All right. You want safe?
Yeah.
You want something good
yeah.
and safe?
Uh-huh.
I give you WWE.
But.
Poison.
Yes.
What was that, Eric?
Yeah. Poison.
Hey, guys, give me the script. We're going to put in five more poisons.
Right.
Five more poisons.
Yeah.
Where sir, there's I already sprinkle some poison?
Sir, there's literally no more room for poison. We have poison in every segment.
There's always room for more poison.
So Charlotte gives Nikki a follow-away slam outside the ring. That was nice.
Yeah, it was. After holding her like a baby for like 47 seconds.
Yeah. And then Charlotte taunts Ripley as Nikki gets back in the ring before the count of 10. So Nikki wins by count out.
Yeah.
So why... She took the follow-away slam and then crawls around, gets back in the ring like in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's just standing there like
so
an idiot.
So I don't know why Nikki isn't the one fighting for the title.
Right.
She's beaten the champ and the number one contender multiple times. Multiple.
And it also made Charlotte look really stupid because the ref was right there going, 7, 8,
right.
9.
Hey, Rhea, what's hey, going Charlotte. On? Look at what I did.
And then she even like kind of like gets surprised. Like, what? Right.
They yeah. say 10.
What?
Ring the bell. And she's like, oh, wait. And dives in.
You can always tell when there's going to be a count out victory. In WWE, because they count so fast.
Yeah. Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Disqualified. Yeah. So, yeah, Nikki wins. She celebrates outside the ring, but then Charlotte gives her a big boot just to not take her down to size again.
Yeah.
Put her back in her place. And then Charlotte tries to lock in the figure four, but Rhea stops her and hits the riptide. We'll get back to that later.
Please don't.
Well, I'm sorry. Backstage, Riddle asked Jeff Hardy for some tag team advice.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be the Hardy Bros.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen, no. Jeff suggests Riddle listen to Randy Orton because he's a veteran. Then he opens his eyes and Riddle freaks out because the face paint tricked him. And he goes on a long, stupid rant. And it's so dumb that even Jeff walks away. You know, Jeff says a lot of stupid shit, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck is wrong? I've done a lot of drugs, but yeah. what the fuck is this guy on?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But then Randy Orton walks up. Riddle apologizes for last week. And Orton says, don't try to be me. Just try to be Riddle. Whatever that means. And then Riddle asks, does that mean you like me, Randy?
Oh, no.
Hey, Randy.
Does that mean you like me, Randy?
You like me?
And Randy's like,
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Next up, we have Jeff Hardy versus John Morrison with Wheelchair Miz on commentary.
Why can't he replace Byron? I would love the Miz sure. to be on commentary every
Seriously.
Week.
Yeah, they're not using him.
Right.
And they called this a renewed rivalry.
2005?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
2004.
Yeah.
Morrison squirts Jeff with the drip stick before the match to get the jump on him.
He's a squirter.
Oh, I'm blind. He's a squirter. Morrison hits an unnecessary parkour clothesline. Like, he does a weird flip and then clotheslines him.
Parkour!
And then Cedric Alexander comes out. Doesn't do anything at first.
Uh-huh.
And Morrison wins clean with Starship Pain.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Cedric yells at Hardy for being a sore winner last week and says, I should put you in a retirement home. And then Hardy says, okay, I'll retire if you could beat me in a match right now.
Oh, what?
Wait,
what?
What?
Wait, yeah. what?
Right.
Immediate... retirement stipulation.
Those are some high stakes.
High stakes.
Right.
So we have Jeff Hardy versus Cedric Alexander.
Okay. Five, and, although it's technically 15.
Hardy wins with the twist of fate and the Swanton Bomb.
Oh! Woo!
Yeah. Dodged a bullet
I
there.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sure.
It's scary.
Retirement.
Very scary.
It's like, Jeff's like, I'll retire and leave this company right now. Like, for good. Like, for real.
For real.
Yeah. Next up, we have Naomi versus Eva Marie.
Oh.
She's here. Evolution.
It's about time.
Evolution. Eva Marie comes out, and she's with Piper Niven.
Who are you?
Well, Eric, that's the commentary didn't know.
Eric?
I know. Yeah, oh, the commentary. Like, clearly NXT UK is nowhere near canon.
The Mae Young Classic.
Mae Young Classic. Because they're like, who is she? Yeah. Who is this?
Right. They should fucking know.
Right.
Like, they should at least tell us who that is.
Yeah.
But of course, she's probably not going to be Piper like, anymore.
She was number one contender a few times. Yeah. The UK Women's title.
I'm sure she won't be Piper anymore. We'll get to that in rumors.
Right.
Just like, you know, what's his name is Commander Aziz now, and we don't know who he is, even though he was fucking on Raw.
Right, as Dabakato. Well, Dabakato. I mean, that's a stupid fucking name. So.
It is. So is Commander Aziz.
That's true. That's true.
But they literally acted as if they've never seen that guy before. Yeah. That was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
So they just do this. So then Piper gets in the ring instead of Eva.
Who's commanding the troops in Aziz?
I guess
In Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's here wrestling.
That's right.
Does he have more than one commander?
Hopefully.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, wow.
It's just him.
So this match was scheduled to be Naomi versus Eva Marie.
Yeah.
But Piper gets in the ring instead.
Uh-huh.
And the ref's like, what are you doing here? Ring the bell.
Yeah.
What?
What is going ring the bell? We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
And he even goes ring the bell and he's like, what are you doing here? Like, hey, ref, you fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is on you, buddy.
I'm going to do a run-in at Money in the Bank and be like, you got to ring the bell.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah. I'm replacing that guy.
So Piper dominates the match and hits a Michinoku driver for the quick win.
Yeah.
And then Mike Rome says, here's your winner. But he doesn't know Piper's name.
Who are
you?
He's
just like,
Right.
So even though he's like,
and here's your winner. I got nothing, fellas. Yeah. Vince, can you tell me in my ear, please?
So Eva grabs the mic from him and says, the winner of this match is Eva Marie.
Right.
So I guess, like, WWE NXT UK is not canon.
No.
Because she's been there for a while.
Right. Yes. And even the Mae Young Classic.
Not canon.
Well, even Raw is not. Raw Underground's not canon.
No.
I mean, at this point, even Raw's
Monday
not canon.
Monday Night Raw's not even canon.
Nothing we're watching matters.
No.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed.
So Piper hugs Eva, but she looks annoyed by that. And, like, they're just doing the same thing that they did with Eva Marie 5 years ago.
Right.
This was in 2016 when Eva Marie was called up to the main roster and then she was going to compete, but then her bra comes off or her top comes off and
right.
then she's stuck in traffic. But it's, again, just an excuse to not have her wrestle because she's so awful at it.
Yeah. Correct.
Why did you bring her back?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
To not even wrestle.
Because she's gorgeous.
That's it.
She's gorgeous!
Yeah, because Vince is busting nuts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyways.
The only good thing that could come of this is when they get tired of this Eva Marie, Piper, Niven thing, maybe Piper and Nikki can team up and win the women's tag titles.
Because
they're both decent wrestlers and they're both from Scotland.
Oh, that's hilarious, Eric. That's really funny.
Yeah!
I know. I mean, a women's tag team that makes sense.
I mean, would it matter?
Yeah.
Come on, Andrew.
Yeah. I DM'd Roman for comment on this segment, but you know.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what he said.
Good point.
Unfortunately.
Good point.
Earlier today, we see Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. They were having a photo shoot, but they get annoyed at Natalya and Tamina for training in a nearby ring because that's not what wrestling's about.
No.
It's about photo shoots.
Correct.
And I guess they're heels now.
Sure.
I guess they turned heel.
Right. They turned heel.
Like, excuse me, can you stop this stupid wrestling bullshit?
Yeah.
We're trying to be Instagram models.
Right.
Yeah. Natalya says, it seems like the two of you care more about how you look in pictures than what you do in the ring. And Tamina says, if you two put half as much time into your skills as you do your looks, you'd probably be a better wrestler than me. No. She says, you'd probably be champs by now. And, yeah.
I mean,
Natalya also tells them, I'm pretty sure it wasn't your brains that opened up doors for you here. And then Mandy says, that's funny because I'm pretty sure that if you didn't have the last names that you do, those doors would have been shut on you years ago.
Mm.
Which it's funny because both of these statements are true.
Correct.
Yeah. Natalya and Mandy are both right.
Yeah.
And then Natalya invites them in the ring and they have a little brawl until Pat Buck and some referees split them up.
Right. So Mandy and Dana had to get the poison themselves. Natalya and Tamina, their dads had to get the poison.
Yes.
That's probably how it worked.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the New Day versus RK-Bro.
There it is. Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Orton RKO's Woods for the win.
Yep.
Later backstage, MVP asked Kofi if he thought about what they discussed last week. MVP says, Kofi Mania is gone and never coming back. And, you know, all you have to do is, you know, the blame is on your left, which that's where Xavier Woods is standing. Mm. So MVP tells Kofi, you're wasting your career with people who don't measure up. Kofi threatens MVP and tells him to leave. So MVP tells Kofi, well, good luck in your match this Sunday at Hell in a Cell. Oh, right. You don't have a match this Sunday. Nah, that's cool. Go have fun with your friends. Yeah.
I look at Xavier, and I know what he's thinking. He's thinking, when's going to be my time?
That's right.
Right.
When is it going to be his time?
Yeah.
Don't you think he would be a great heel?
I think he would. I think he'd be a great anything solo. Just give him the chance, you know?
I know. He's just become the solo jobber.
Right.
So we'll see if this leads to one of them.
Because, I mean, honestly, MVP. When was the last time you saw a New Day?
When, God? When's going to be my time?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a new New Day merch? It's not like they're
moving. Don't they always move it? Don't they always have new stuff?
I mean,
well, it did for a while.
Figure, but
I guess you would know. What am I saying?
Right.
Yeah, please. Eric's trying to buy some.
No. I'm just saying, like, now's the time you could, like, you know, easily split them up for sure.
What's the matter? You don't have enough boxes of Bootios?
Right.
I only have one box, and there's no Bootios in there.
Eric ate all the booty.
There's no booty.
Sounds like our last trip to New Orleans.
Ayo! Easy.
Oh, that's right. You and Joe were in the same bed. Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Or whoever was in there before.
Anyways.
What?
Also.
Next.
Earlier in the show, Jimmy Smith botched Kofi's name. Take a listen.
Oh, from one unexpected ending to another last week, Kofi Kingston taking on Riddle.
Kofi what?
Kofi.
Kofi Kingston.
Kofi Cunt Kid Kingston.
Kofi Cum
Kingston?
Kofi Cum Kingston.
Yeah.
Kofi Cum.
Kofi came.
He sure did.
He sure did. Right. That's how Xavier's suit got, like, white.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Bottom left.
Okay, and the show has reached a new note. That is some renegade shit, Eric.
Yep.
Great job.
All right, let's move on. Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Asuka.
Come on!
Rhea wins with the Riptide, but then Charlotte attacks her right after.
Okay, then Nikki Cross comes out and does
thanks. No, I had a delivery.
Oh.
Thank you. Coke
Hello
Zeros.
There.
Our father.
I'll take a Coke Zero. Thank you, sir.
I've actually got one behind me.
Sorry, I needed a little caffeine. Thanks. We're keeping this, by the way. It's your debut.
You're on the show.
I'm on.
Do you have anything to say?
Anything to say? Real quick, one thing about wrestling.
I think it's the greatest sport that ever lived.
Oh, no, that's the wrong show.
You're certainly wrong about that. Wrong show. All right,
he hasn't watched it in a while.
Thank you, Dad. Yeah. Just needed a little caffeine.
Thank you. So now your dad is canon. What's wrong with the wrestling?
That's right. I mean, it is Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah, well, is it this Sunday?
Yeah.
All right, so Tuesday. Maybe we'll bring him on for a quick one, or maybe the Friday show. We'll see. Saturday show?
What about the Hell in a Cell recap?
I'm like the Thursday.
Or the Hell in a Cell Friday. Recap when it's actually Father's Day?
That'd be a good one. Yeah. That'd be a good one. All right.
Yeah.
They Charlotte and Rhea Ripley brawl for a while as officials struggle to separate them.
Yep.
And then Charlotte's nose gets busted open and this eventually ends.
Oh, but boy. Forever. More plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking see what Regal's announcement is.
We're going to have to read his announcement?
With no sound. Come on. If this is Samoa Joe, I don't want to get spoiled here. Please.
Yeah. We'll watch it later.
Please.
I thought we were going to pause and just watch it.
And kill our copyright and put it on the air?
No. Like, we can take an intermission.
All right, next up, Kevin Patrick interviews Bobby Lashley and MVP backstage. They're upset that Patrick interrupted their hoe party.
Oh.
And Lashley says he's going to put McIntyre's head on a stick at Hell in a Cell.
Ooh.
So that's some fiend Randy Orton shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put your head on a pike.
It's going to be like an episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Use a sword, maybe.
Yep.
There you go. Decapitate him and then put his head on the sword.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Come on, hit it.
Alexa, what? It's been like 2-3 years.
Oh, come on.
It's been a minute.
Come on now.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a WrestleMania main event.
We're going for rematches again record.
Alexa hits Twisted Bliss and goes for the pin, but Reginald pulls her off for the DQ. And then Alexa stares at Reginald and gets him in a trance, but then Nia gets up and Alexa leaves the ring, and she waves goodbye to Reginald as she heads up the ramp. So Reginald's in love. He falls in love a lot.
He does. You know how they could pay this off?
Huh.
She puts him in a trance, she turns him into a doll, destroys the doll, and he's gone forever.
Oh, that'd be great.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
That's how you write him off.
Yeah.
Because why is he still here?
Next up, we have Elias versus Jackson Riker.
There you go.
Elias bails and loses via countout.
I'm doing it.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
That happened last
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
Same exact. You could have just played it.
Hey, Vince.
Shinsuke in a roll-up.
Yeah.
I see in your rewrite here, you have Elias versus Jackson Riker. That's fine. It's another rematch.
Yep, thank you. I'm a genius.
But what you have Elias just leaving the ring to lose.
Well, yeah, of course. But we can't bury Elias. But so I'll lose my counter.
But he did that last week.
Yes, and here's the same next week, and here's the same the week after that.
I've written 3 months of Raw.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
He just crosses off the date.
Right. Here's the new one.
Yeah.
Trust me, this is what the fans want.
This is good shit.
Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles. McIntyre cut a corny promo early in the show, calling Bobby Lashley Bobby Trashley. We got Omos ringside. Lashley and MVP are with their hoes watching from the stage.
It's just
in
great.
The VIP lounge.
With their hoes.
McIntyre flips off Lashley during the match, so Lashley heads to the ring. But then the Viking Raiders music hits.
Yes, huh? Perfect.
And they come out.
Obviously.
For reasons.
Right.
And then because you've watched so much Teddy Long, you know exactly what's happening here.
Lashley tries to attack McIntyre outside the ring, but Drew counters and throws him into the barricade. And Lashley ends up attacking Drew in the ring for the DQ. But then the Viking Raiders go after Lashley and throw him out of the ring. And McIntyre gives Lashley a belly-to-belly suplex outside the ring. And we go to commercial. And when we come back...
Wouldn't you know?
Give it to us.
It's a six-man tag player.
Yes!
Yeah. McIntyre and the Raiders versus AJ Styles, Omos, and Lashley. But Lashley wasn't there for the start of the match because he had to go to the back and put his ring gear on.
Right, of course.
Eventually he came out and pulled Drew off the apron and threw him into the barricade. Later in the match, McIntyre and Omos have a brief interaction. Omos grabs Drew by the throat, but Drew fights out of it, gets some shots in, and then AJ tags himself back in. But in the end, AJ tags in Lashley, which threw Lashley off.
Right.
I guess he forgot he was in a tag team match.
He did.
Yes.
He did.
He's like, what? What are you doing? What are you tagging me for? And then he gets claymored.
Yeah.
Because of the distraction tag.
Fucking Trashley.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Typical Trashley.
Am I right?
So there you go. McIntyre, Claymore, pins Lashley. I guess that means he's going to win at Hell in a Cell.
And the announcers lose their stupid fucking minds.
Right.
Yeah.
Acting like he has never pinned Lashley. Yeah.
This must be exactly what we're going to see this Sunday.
Or a WWE champion has never been pinned.
Right.
Go back to 2020 where McIntyre pinned Lashley, I think, 3 times.
Yes.
Three pay-per-views in a row or something.
Yes.
Right. Well, now it's Lashley's
including
turn.
At Hell in a Cell. Or was that Randy?
No, it wasn't Hell in a Cell.
That was
Randy.
Randy.
Yeah. All right, so that's the end of Raw. Shit as usual. So let's give some shitty awards for this shitty
Sam
shit.
Shit.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
Seth in underwear.
Seth in his undies.
Underwear Rollins.
I ducky with a shaved face.
All right,
you
that works.
The bad guy from Pee-wee.
That plays.
Francis.
Oh.
All right. Best dressed?
Eva Marie.
Yeah, it's hard to go against her.
She looked too fake. Look, she looked good in the videos for me, but then she came out and it was just like, oh, she's fake from head to toe.
Oh.
I did go with Carmella, so I'm just going to stick with that.
I went with Ho number two.
Ho two.
Yeah, you're agreeing with him saying Eva Marie looks fake. And you're like, but Carmella. Whoa.
I'm not against fake as much as you guys are. Yeah?
I'm not against fake.
Paint it on. Reconstruct it.
Go check out Ho Number 2. They had numbers on this week. Oh, she was not bad. Yeah.
Oh, Ho 2. Ho 2. Ho 2.
All right. Worse, it's because Lashley and MVP were getting tired of like banging the same chick.
Right.
And they were like, oh, we got to name these so we don't fuck up.
Yeah.
Where MVP's more like, hey, you done with this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No? Yeah. Okay.
MVP gets two of the hoes. Lashley gets three. It's always five. It's always five hoes. Best act. I'm sorry. Worst acting first.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Aww.
Riddle. Riddle me this.
I had
he sucks.
Mysterio.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Best acting.
I had Bayley.
Nope. That's wrong.
You know, Bayley was better than she's usually been. But all
that's
of
best
the
acting.
But all of the laughing. but I didn't have anybody. I didn't know what stood out to me.
I had Jimmy Uso. I thought,
nope, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That's
what?
Wrong.
What? He
that's
just said,
wrong.
Hey, Roman, I'm
wrong.
Not your bitch.
Mistake. Yeah. I mean, he was okay,
wrong,
too.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, I had to pick someone.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
Kofi come Kingston.
Kofi what?
Kofi the cunt Kingston, he said.
Yeah.
Kofi's coming Kingston. Yeah. Something like that.
It's coming.
Best comment?
Who are you?
Correct.
Yeah. Got nothing.
Worst match?
I'd Elias versus Riker.
That is correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Sweep it.
Super slow-mo?
Raw six-man tag.
All right. I had Nia and Alexa.
Nia and Alexa for
okay.
me.
And then best match?
Who are you?
I guess AJ Drew ended and it became a six-man tag. If they had a decent ending, I would have picked
Owens
that.
I had Owens and Big E versus Sammy and Apollo because we get a pop-up powerbomb and a stunner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And to Joe's point, that was a match on Raw. Don't forget.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Yeah, good point. Slipping. Yeah.
I did keep track of fun today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero funds. Yeah, I think
funds.
That's right.
No fun.
I don't remember us laughing at anything that happened this week or even enjoyed anything. Just suicidal thoughts. Worst move.
So in the RK Bro versus New Day, Woods gets thrown into a corner, pushes Randy away, does like a front flip somersault, and jumps and dives at Randy right into an RKO.
Yeah.
Like, what were you trying to do here?
Unclear.
Unclear.
Not sure.
Yeah.
I had the drip stick.
Oh, okay. All
you
right.
know,
yeah,
squirting
yeah.
is... I don't like squirting. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Joe?
Wow, wow. This is for best?
Worst move.
Oh, worst. Eva not wrestling again.
Mm.
Then her sending someone into the ring in her place.
Best move?
Oblivion.
Yeah, Oblivion.
It's yeah, cool although finisher. The Dominic thing was pretty cool that he just threw him
look
over
how
the
I
ropes.
Did it.
That's probably how it's done.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Worst moment or segment? I had everything.
Oh.
Every segment of every match.
Fuck,
every
that's great.
Maybe a little worse was Reginald interrupting Alexa's like first solo real
match back in match. 13 years.
I had them announcing Nakamura versus Corbin 5.
Yeah, what is this, the Fast and Furious franchise?
My God.
I had Roman no-selling 18 kendo stick hits.
I know.
Mm.
I know, he is
like,
Brock
I get
Lesnar.
It, Ray's a little guy, but Dominic's, you know, a good size. Mm. Like, Ray even hit him like 5 times in the face.
I thought you said it was a good size.
Well.
Best moment or segment?
Bottom right.
Oh.
Who are you?
Liv got a win.
I guess.
Yay.
Okay. Eva finally
shot. And she'll get a lose when they
a lose.
That.
No.
She'll get a lose.
She'll get a lose. Here, I'll put it down for one lose.
One lose.
All right, on to breaking news.
Break it.
Renee Young announced the birth of her baby girl Tuesday morning.
Oh, all right.
Shit.
WWE even sent her a congratulations tweet. But left out her husband, John Moxley.
That's dumb.
I retweeted, who's the father? And, a lot of people responded with gifts of Seth Rollins.
What is this, Harry Potter? We do not say his name.
Wrong, baby.
But like, yeah, Renee's not with WWE anymore.
Yeah.
That's just funny. Just don't do anything if you have to be so petty about everything.
Seriously.
It's ridiculous.
He lied to us. He lied to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because you're a little bitch. That's why he has to.
Yeah. You made him be Bane. His gimmick was, I'm Bane, I have gas masks, and I just yell, "What's that smell?" like Hulk Hogan and No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
That was his gimmick.
Dookie.
Yeah. He had the Dookie gimmick.
Powerhouse Hobbs was on her podcast recently, and he said that he was one of the guys that Ambrose came out with in the gas masks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and she was cool. Like, "Oh, you got pulled into that shit too?"
She really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're never coming back, no. Are they?
Also, in an Instagram Live post, former WWE superstar Lana promised to spill the tea on WWE. She said, "I look forward to standing up and speaking out on things that for years I have been silent about."
Oh, Lana, where shut the fuck up. You have zero talent. You should be the only one that's like, "I'm glad they had me for as long as they did."
Seriously.
Right. Like, I'm just a hot piece of
you
ass.
You won that Survivor Series. You right. had a Survivor Series win.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the fact that they even have had you in wrestling matches. I mean, that's... Maybe she's upset about that. They actually, they put me in wrestling matches. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got, Eric?
So WWE and Cameo have made up and gotten back together, I guess.
Well, now that Vince gets some of the money, it's
now
okay.
Now that Vince gets some of the money,
probably
they're
most
charging
of it.
A fucking truckload.
It's ridiculous. Well, you know, the Undertaker one was $1,000.
Yeah. If you wanted one by Shawn Michaels...
Yeah, it's gonna be $750 in a day.
Venman.
And I'm only gonna be doing 10 of them.
Yeah.
Only 10 of them. Where's that? The Undertaker was more money. The Undertaker made more.
Hey, Vince.
Well, that's bullshit. I'm gonna challenge Undertaker to a cameo match.
Right.
What the fuck is that, Sean?
I don't know, but I'm gonna challenge him to a match.
Like, if you look on there, like, a lot of wrestlers run between, like, 50 and 125.
Yeah.
The cheapest cameo you could get through WWE. Was $350,
oh my God.
And that would be either Cesaro or Sami Zayn.
Wow! So Eric's down 700.
Down 700. Shit. I should have just gone for the Shawn Michaels.
It's ridiculous.
Right? I mean, they'll say pretty much whatever you want them to say, right? So
yes.
Like, we could get them to say like, "You're listening to What's Wrong with Wrestling Podcast."
There's no way.
I don't know if that's worth $750 though.
Probably not.
No, but it's like everything's approved by legal. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
Let's maybe. Wait until they because they could always deny your request.
Right. Although we'd be paying $750 to see if WWE acknowledges us.
Because
if he's not allowed to talk about just the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably sold out already, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah. You think already?
Because that screenshot said there were three left. When
there's
did
that many rich
I mean,
people?
There
yesterday.
Was probably 10 left. They just put that to create
only three left.
Right. We can check it.
Yeah, like. It's only ridiculous because if WWE wasn't doing this, a Sean one would probably be $100 at the most. You
right.
Know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Also, while I was looking around on Cameo, I did see something a little distasteful. They still have Brody Lee on there, and they just have temporary unavailable.
Temporarily, yeah.
So
yeah, that's a little strange.
Maybe update your website a little there.
Yeah.
And also, this is for Joe Pisano. WWE is going to be doing tryouts during the week of SummerSlam in Las Vegas. Tryouts will give elite male and female athletes and performers the opportunity to showcase their talent and abilities with the goal of being selected to begin training at the state-of-the-art performance center. Sorry, I ran out of breath. And then being called up to the main roster to be a fucking clown.
Exactly. And even if Joe got the job, they'd be like, "Well, here's your salary." And Joe's like, "I quit."
And I quit.
Yeah. You don't like working for half your salary?
Half.
That's all the news. That
I would do my dream for half of what I make. Yeah.
All right, then on to rumors.
I have to at least go. If I'm like, if you register and they'll tell you if you're selected or not,
yeah,
that would for sure get me to go.
I don't think it's an open thing.
It said to register, do click here.
Yeah, click here to register.
And what? Send our bunny boy footage.
I'll send one of the Joey the Python tapes or something.
There you go.
Come on.
Now we're. I mean, that's literally better than half the talent that they have on there.
I mean, just me on the mic. The whatever. We'll talk about it later.
Hey, you could maybe be a backstage correspondent.
Of course.
Or announcer.
Somebody. Again, yeah. Bailey's dad. That's what I think I should
be. There you go. There you go. God. Just learn how to laugh.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Right.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
The Wrestling Observer reports that WWE is hoping to bring The Rock in for Survivor Series this year with the hopes that it would lead to Rock versus Reigns at WrestleMania.
Like they're going to try to convince him because he's there? Like,
yeah.
What do you say, Rock? What do
you say, never Dwayne? Know, like, Rock seems to, like, love wrestling enough that he might be like, I need to save wrestling.
And lose to Reigns?
So bad.
And lose to Reigns.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Because, I mean, even when Ruby Riott got released, he, like, tweeted at her.
Yeah, you know. He did.
It's like, you know who Ruby Riott is?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, he's tweeted about AEW before.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
He keeps up with the business.
For sure.
The business. Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep up with the business if you want to watch the business and be part of the business. I said, fuck you to the business a long time ago. I want no part of the business.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to you about the business.
Also, this is exciting. PW Insider reports that WWE will have a show this fall in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, man. I can't wait for those recaps. They're always so much fun.
They're so good.
Where we will announce our purchase of the company.
Probably.
Yes.
It will be called the Greatest WrestleMania Show.
Yes.
It will be amazing.
We will finally have Shawn Michaels versus Reza Ramon.
Saudi Night Raw.
Yokozuna versus The Ultimate Warrior.
Don't tell me it can't be done.
Saudi
Money
Night Raw.
Buys everything.
Yeah.
John Cena is the perfect size for The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Well.
No, we'll use the clone machine we bought from that kid in China. He made it in his living room.
And just put these clothes on Otis. And he could be Yokozuna.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Also, per the Wrestling Observer, Vince McMahon wants Roman Reigns to turn back into a babyface sooner rather than later.
Why?
Which seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I don't deny that Vince wouldn't say something retarded like this.
Right. Mm.
But yeah, like where this is going, like he's the biggest heel in the company right now.
Right.
But we'll see. Also, according to Fightful, Piper Niven's name on Raw will be Doudrop.
What?
Can you repeat that?
Her name will be Doudrop. That's what they're reporting. That's one of the names that's been thrown around, and she might be Doudrop.
Drunken man, okay.
I love how they don't know yet. They probably don't know yet.
Right.
They have like a list of names, like, we haven't picked one yet. Yeah. Sorry.
They probably just, they like wrote on her joke. It's like, hey, I bet you Vince will choose this stupid name if I write it on there.
Right.
And then probably. Vince is like, Piper Niven, what's that? Piper this. Well, okay, man. Blah, 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 blah.
Doudrop, that's perfect. I love it. You're a genius, but I'll take credit for it. I'm a genius.
There you go.
What do you hired you. You thought of it. I'm a genius.
Yeah. Yeah. So according to Ringside News, Vince has a new pet peeve. He doesn't want the writers and producers to suggest cold matches anymore.
Oh, what's a cold match?
A cold match is where it's a match that has nothing with two wrestlers that have nothing to do with
each
other. Oh,
okay. Like Drew McIntyre and AJ Styles?
Uh-huh.
Like McIntyre and the Viking Raiders versus Styles, Omos, and Lashley?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I know.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Sounds so great.
Maybe that's why we're seeing Nakamura Corbin 5.
Yeah.
Because
Jeff Hardy versus John Morrison?
Huh.
Well, that's not a cold match there, Vinnie Mac?
Yeah.
Vin Man, I think you're on drugs.
No, I don't know.
Because I gave him noon. We used to do cocaine together.
Cedric, I just wrestled a match against a superstar,
yeah.
But I will still put my career on the line for you
because
I know you suck.
Dear Lord.
Exactly.
Dear Lord. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay, it's trivia time.
Speaking of Piper Niven.
Oh, wow.
Let's just do some Doudrop, four facts and a fib.
Oh, God.
This is for Doudrop. I love when there's new people on because I want to learn about them and see what the hell's going on there.
Sure, sure.
You guys might get this. I don't know. This is random shit.
I know nothing about her.
I know. But it'll be fun because these are good. All right. Number one. She competed in the Mae Young Classic and defeated Santana Garrett and Serena Deeb in back-to-back rounds. Number two, she defeated Zelina Vega at Worlds Collide. Number three, she has Bell's palsy. Number four, she debuted at the age of 16 in Japan as Roddy Piper's daughter.
Okay.
Number five.
Oh, five.
Four
okay.
facts and a fib. I always do an extra one. She's had three title shots at the NXT UK women's title and lost all three to Kaylee Ray.
Okay, so I know she beat Zelina Vega at Worlds Collide.
I know she's had three title shots.
I'm going to assume she had Bell's palsy because that's a fucked up thing if Joe made that up.
Fair enough. I saw that one and I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you remember who she beat at the Mayon Classic? Did she win two matches?
She did make it to like the third round.
The Piper's Daughter thing seems so stupid, but it all could also be true because wrestling is stupid.
Right.
And Piper has a daughter in wrestling.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to say that the people she fought are wrong in the Mayon Classic.
Who was it? Santana Garrett?
And Serena Deeb.
Santana Garrett's too new, I think. I don't think
Serena Deeb was in it that year.
Yeah, but Santana Garrett, I don't think she was around that long. Wasn't that like 2016?
Maybe.
Or something? And then what's the Piper's Daughter in New Japan? Where was this?
She debuted at the age of 16 in Japan, and they called her like, this is Roddy Piper's daughter.
Jesus.
Billed as.
It's one of those, too. So you're going to say...
I'm going to say the opponents in the Mayon Classic are wrong.
I'll go with the Piper's Daughter.
All right. I like how you guys split up. One of you is correct. She did defeat Zelina Vega at Worlds Collide. She does have Bell's palsy, like I mentioned earlier. She had her three title shots against Kaylee Ray.
Uh-huh.
One that I didn't put on here is she has like a clean pin over Rhea Ripley back in the day.
Okay.
She did compete in the Mae Young Classic in 2017 and indeed defeated Santana Garrett and Serena Deeb in back-to-back rounds.
Okay. Wow.
Number four I just made up. She debuted at like 18 years old. In America, then went overseas to Japan after that. But yeah, just made all that up. Because he had Piper in her name.
Looks like I win again.
Oh,
all right.
Fucking best. Shit, that's going to be a sound clip now of me just.
You know what? We need a trivia champion belt. That's what we need.
Wait till the Super Magical Hour show explosion.
Oh boy.
He ordered one of the toy belts off
Ringside Collection. Yes! Yes! It's like a pop size belt. It's like, yeah. All right, fan questions. Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, Lily the Doll, Moppy the Mop, and Head the Head. You know, Al Snow's Head.
Oh, Head, Push.
Always obviously, Push Head.
Moppy,
head.
A
push
close head. Second.
I don't know about close.
Barry, Moppy, Fire Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah, either way, those two other ones can fuck off.
Fact
but Lily is the worst.
Fact.
Because Lily's real.
Mm.
That's the biggest issue. Lily is real.
Wow.
Right into the camera.
Jesus.
Alan Kimmett, how can we expect WWE product to change? Arenas are still filling up when there's live shows. Merch sales are high. There's no impetus to change when the revenue doesn't change. So, like, Money in the Bank's going to sell out, but it's not like it's in a huge arena where pay-per-views usually are. And I've read reports that the Raws and SmackDowns are not selling well.
Oh, like early over time say they're not selling well?
Right.
Interesting.
That is interesting. You would think people would flock back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's in the Toyota Center here?
Yes. SmackDown. Remember apparently, last time SmackDown was here, the whole like upper bowl was closed off?
Apparently AEW selling better per capita. Like they are in smaller arenas, but they're selling more percentage of the tickets.
Right.
Wow. I mean, I get it, right?
And I guess they're not going to be doing any house shows.
But again, when the TV money's so big, then that's where they make all their money. Yeah. Television.
Seriously.
But hopefully someone will buy WWE soon. Hopefully not the Saudis, but that probably would be the most entertaining. But we'll see. El Rey, PJ Perez, do you think that Vince is getting to that old age where he can't remember the matches he makes? That explains we get the same matches over and over because it's a new matchup to him.
It's like that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, God. Where 50 First Dates?
Yeah, he's stuck on the same days. I've got a great idea for the car.
Vince is Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
Dashing Dan, now that Drew is officially an unlikable dick, who is the left?
Hey, we still like his
true story.
Nope.
Who is the last wrestler to be botched so badly from such a strong position? Barrett, Owens, it was Seth Rollins. like we said before, Seth Rollins was huge, and then the Fiend thing fucked it all up.
The only thing is, Seth will probably be back someday once they need him.
But
for now, it's horrible.
Like, I feel like they really want Rock versus Roman, but if they can't get that, it's going to be face Seth versus heel Roman.
Maybe,
and then
but
he'll be back.
That's what I've been saying.
When he was the Beast Slayer, God, was he over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he opened
WrestleMania. He won, and it was a huge pop.
Yeah.
Alex Verdusco, if you guys were given creative control, which jobber would you build to main event status? For me, hands down, Ricochet. That Brock Lesnar squash was unnecessary, and he has never recovered from that. That's right. He's had a WWE championship match.
Right.
Got squashed in 10 seconds.
I mean, I say it all the time. It's Bobby Roode.
Yeah, he's a jobber. I mean, Xavier Woods, I don't know if you count him as a jobber, but he loses all of his singles matches.
Right.
So someone that has had, like, no titles, no belts.
Yeah, no single titles.
I mean, even Ricochet has been the U.S. champ.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, missed opportunity if we don't get the hottest male of all time bracket for Pride Month. Mm. Oh. Wow.
I feel like that was a one-time thing. I don't want to ruin it. The best male wrestler.
Well, not the best male wrestler.
Hottest.
The hottest male wrestler. Right.
Yeah. Come on. Cock.
Clearly.
Drunk on cock.
Drunk on cock.
Pop culture junkie. Let's say WWE partners with Hasbro, who makes Transformer toys, to make wrestler action figures that transform into something.
Oh, that'd be, like, super cool if I could get one that, like, transforms into a gun.
Yeah.
So I can shoot myself watching Raw.
There you go.
Perfect.
Ooh. Riddles.
Yeah, good.
Riddle will transform into like a bong.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. What if like you could take like I don't know, like Braun Strowman and like transform him into Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean? Yeah.
Or Roman Reigns and transform him into Stone Cold.
Mm.
Yeah. That'd be good.
That's an insult to Stone Cold.
Chris Dibbern, over under the percentage of the audience who gets the pitch meeting references, 3%.
Ooh.
I know.
Wow.
Well, the fact that you're asking, maybe that'll go up now.
Yeah, or maybe we should stop.
Maybe.
Right. Hans the Moleman Hart trivia. Name the
Let's
two.
Let's just buy them out.
Yeah. Hans Moleman Hart, this is trivia. Name the two other members of Jinder Mahal's recent stable. I think one was like Stanky, right? I'm not even joking.
Like, it's just Stanky.
I'm pretty sure there was like a Stanky.
Wasn't it the baseball one?
Yeah,
of
but
the,
they changed his name.
Yeah. Oh, what are the names?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no chance.
I think Stanky. I got half credit.
Stanky and Banky.
Peyton,
you get the answers?
No. I think that was just his point. Peyton Livingston, at this point, I think you guys would have more fun watching and recapping literally any other show. What are the odds you guys transition the podcast into a Breaking Bad podcast?
I mean, we wouldn't transition
that would only
the
go
podcast
so far.
Like, we could do a separate show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Hollywood podcast is coming. It is coming.
Oh, I'm going to be coming here soon if that's true.
Yeah. It's happening.
Hollywood.
Mark Carver, do you guys think WWE will ever be or get back to where it used to be?
It's hard to think it would. Can it? Of course. But they might have to go
can't
more.
If they're not going to build stars.
Yeah.
If you're not building stars, then it'll never be where it was.
Of course. Yeah.
That's They've had some big moments over the last few years, but they're so few and far between now.
Mm-hmm.
Weekly, it's so hard.
Right.
You have the worst show on television.
Right. You go from where you have to watch it every week because you have to see what's going to happen next to literally doing the same thing every week.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, why do I need to watch
this?
That's
why so many fans are just like, oh, I'll just watch the Rumble, Mania, maybe SummerSlam, and that's all I need to watch.
Like, step one, build strong stables.
Yeah.
Step one.
I mean, honestly, WWE, they put Raw and SmackDown, the entire show, basically on YouTube.
Yeah.
In clips.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Kev Griffin, are Riddle and Eugene brothers?
Probably.
Yeah, probably maybe like cousins.
They fell off the dumbest shit tree. Hit every
Ryan Hensley, is the vaccine to Vince McMahon's poison a lethal dose of Pison? Like Pisons, because...
No, we get it.
We would have to, hire us and we'll end the poison.
Yeah, with there the Pisons.
Sure. Exactly.
That's right.
Jack Fosbury, no question, just the thanks from across the ocean for all the content you guys get out each week. I'm hoping after all this COVID stuff blows over, you guys can host another live show before a pay-per-view, and I can make the journey across to the States to finally settle the prediction title stalemate I've held with Joe since Mania 35. Joe, explain.
Yeah.
You want me to explain stuff that's happened in the past? I'm the old one. The stalemate.
Yeah.
Is that when, I guess, we let fans kind of compete? You know what I mean? Like, we let them fill out the score sheet. And then I think I tied someone.
Maybe.
I had the best score for that Mania, and then I tied somebody, I think.
I think so.
I think I tied him, yeah.
I think you made that whole thing up.
Well, I mean, look, we've got Money in the Bank next month. SummerSlam is a big possibility.
We might not do a live show, but we'll definitely do a meet and greet in Dallas, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and then, I mean, WrestleMania next year is in Dallas. We'll be there for a few days, so we'll definitely have time to do a live show.
Boom.
Maybe two.
There you go.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
All right, that's all for fan questions, so it's time for Joe to lose his title.
No, sir.
Hell in a Cell prediction.
No, sir. I did not write champ.
Yeah, exactly. See, you already know.
No, because I don't want to jinx it.
All right, first matchup, Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler.
I have Bliss with a pin.
Bliss with a pin.
Bliss with a pin, 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 pin. How many people interfere?
One.
Zero.
Zero. Like a whole arena full of people that can interfere in this match.
No.
All right.
I have zero. Was the Thunderdome? Someone from the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
Someone from the Naya, Thunderdome.
Or are you thinking like Naya or Naya, Reginald?
Reginald, somebody.
Lily.
Lily.
Does Lily count?
Sure.
Oh, Jesus.
That depends.
The Fiend.
It depends if she's like a CGI puppet that moves.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine.
It's like.
But if she just like falls
Vince
from the
is
top.
Listening. He's like, you're a genius.
If she just falls from the top and it's like. Then, you know, I don't think that counts. Yeah. Do we have purple lights for the match?
No.
I'm going to say yes, because it's part of her allure.
I'm
going to
say
right
yes.
Now.
She's going to do magic at some point.
Okay. Right. So Jeff's not winning.
We have the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
I've got Belanka.
Again.
With Belanka. A pin.
Belanka.
Belanka with a pin.
Yep.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. Does Bayley get hair whipped?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say no. I think that's going to be Sasha's whole thing when she comes back. Like, you fucking bitch, look what you did to me.
Oh, okay.
Next up, we have the Raw Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Not in a cell.
I've got Ripley with a pin.
Yep.
I've got Charlotte with a pin.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Never bet against Charlotte. Mm. Never bet against the Flair.
You're right.
I think Vince, I mean, the whole Rhea Ripley, since she's won the belt, it's been pretty stale.
It's been really stale.
I'm just trying to think like Vince and be like, this is, I don't like this. Put it back on my girl.
Yeah.
Right.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
I put one because I think something, you know, you've got
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross.
Asuka.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Stuff right. like that.
I put zero. Does Charlotte kick out of the Riptide?
Absolutely. Yeah. I almost made that my lock of the century.
I know, because if I have Rhea winning, that's her win. That's her mini win is kicking out.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I put no. Mm. And then we have the WWE Championship Hell in a Cell match. Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre.
I have Lashley. Lashley.
I have Lashley with a sub.
I have Lashley with a pin.
Yeah, whatever.
I have Lashley with a pin. How many people interfere?
I put one.
One.
I put one.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston.
Ooh.
Yeah, helping maybe. Lashley win.
Right.
That's 10 points if I'm right. Do they fight on the top of the cell?
No.
No.
No. Does anyone fall off the side?
Sure.
I put yes here.
I put no because McIntyre did that last year.
Okay. Yeah.
Does anyone fall off the top?
No.
No.
It's crazy.
Who said it has to be McIntyre that falls?
Well, sure. And then finally, the Universal Championship Hell in a Cell match. Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio.
Uh-huh.
If you put Rey Mysterio and he wins, you automatically win the title. Any takers?
Nope. I've got Roman with a sub.
Yeah, same.
Reigns with a sub. How many people interfere?
Two.
I put three. I'm hoping Dominic will be back by then.
Okay.
Well, he's back.
Well, he just got murdered.
Oh, true. Yeah. Forgot about the
he's
murder.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, medical facility.
Thank you.
Do they fight on top of the cell?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Someone's always got to go up there.
It's like it's almost too dangerous these days.
Right.
Does anyone fall off the side?
Yes.
No.
I put yes. And does anyone fall off the top?
No.
All right. Any surprise appearances?
I've got Edge.
You've got Edge. That's good. I have Lesnar. If he's going to come back, it'd be here.
Okay.
Why did you write it in the smallest...
Because I was doing possible. We were doing our scorecards like real big, and so I was just trying to hide it.
I don't think anyone's going to come back right before they go to crowds.
Mm.
You know?
Save it for the crowds.
Yeah. Like well, Becky
unless
or
you
want to
build up a
Lesnar.
Big match for the crowds.
True.
So I'm going to say no one. I'm going to take my point. I'm already in the lead.
Take it. You're
winning. I'm already in the lead.
You're winning.
Okay.
Booyah. I'm going to win by
but
1 point.
But you put Charlotte.
So. You'll see. Yeah. The woman that always wins a match. 14-time champion already.
Always wins?
Something like that.
It's getting too big.
Except Nikki Cross. That's her Achilles heel, but she's not fighting Nikki Cross.
Well, no. She might be involved. We'll see.
Does someone, does the announce table break?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a Hell in the Cell.
Yes. Predict a match that hasn't been announced yet.
Seth versus Cesaro.
That's what I have.
That's a good one, but they'll just throw that in there. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I have RK Bro versus New Day.
Okay. All right.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. What's the opening match?
WWE title.
Okay.
Interesting. I have SmackDown Women's.
They've done that before. I also have SmackDown Women's. Mm-hmm. What's the main event?
Roman Reigns versus Rey.
I have Lashley and Drew.
No, I'm going Roman Reigns versus Rey. And lock of the century, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
RR.
Rhea Ripley.
Should we
All
do
right.
it?
He's got Rhea Ripley.
Should we do like the...
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I really do.
What?
How
what
you said
it? Survivor?
So if I put Roman...
Last Man Standing.
Next pay-per-view, I can't put Roman.
Yeah.
But as soon as I'm wrong, I can it clears it.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. I kind of like it. We'll have to keep track of that shit, but I like it.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, well, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling1999. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Of course, we have the Hell in a Cell recap this Sunday where I will become Andy Two Belts once again.
Please.
So you're going to want to tune in for that. Eric Uno Belt.
I'm going to beat you so bad, I'm going to be able to take the NXT title back.
Oh, is that
Ooh,
right?
Yes.
I don't even think that's possible.
I'm going to beat you so bad, you're going to wish I ain't beat you so bad.
That's, wow, well, these okay. are just incredible.
Horrible.
Incredible insults.
Mine was decent. Eric
so
made
let's
them both
just
horrible.
End it there.
You're welcome.
See you in hell.
In a,
see you at hell.
Yeah.
At and in. It's like a double whammy.
See you at in hell.
Of hell.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaim strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big flares, pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Every circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric, yeah, we'll push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with